some hairdressers open at midnight last night, snapping away. And, of course, we can get back to clubs and pubs. And one of those clubs is the Central Coast Leagues Club. We've got CEO of Central Coast Leagues, Ed Camilleri, joining us this morning. G'day, Eddie.
G'day, Ed.
Happy Freedom Day.
Oh,
you beauty. You'd be champing at the bit.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes, I can't wait to open at 10 o'clock this morning.
10 o'clock, that's the first one.
What are you expecting to see in there?
We're expecting to see seas of people coming back after 106 days of closure and life getting back to normal again. So we're really going to celebrate today, giving away free schooners of beer and glasses of wine.
Hey, hang on. Ease up speed, racer. Beer. When's this happening? This free beer?
I'll get it ready for you. 10 o'clock this morning.
So you can just come in and have a free schooner?
Free beer and a glass of wine if you want a glass of wine. So we'll help everybody out today. Yeah. So we're looking forward to it. Yes.
Okay, now what's with your numbers? Obviously, numbers are capped, aren't they? What's going on with how full you can get?
Yeah. So, good thing for Central Coast, for example, we're a big venue. So it's one person per 4 square metres inside, and our outdoor area is one person per 2 square metres. So we can handle a fair amount of people in our restaurants and our gym and a whole lot of things. The only thing we're not opening at this stage is the play centre, Monkey Mania. That's an amusement centre. But everything else in the club.
Paddy would be disappointed.
Yes, I've been seeing him running around there. So we had a big queue at the gym this morning at 5 o'clock. People waiting to come back, and that's where I'm going to next after this interview and get a bit of a workout and shower and back to work.
And then
they barred Paddy from the McDonald's play centre when he got jammed in one of those tube slides.
Like Homer Simpson.
We'll let you in.
Like Homer Simpson. And so, Ed, everything's spick and span. I could imagine you spent the last week cleaning and all that sort of stuff.
We spent the last 3 months cleaning.
Carpet never comes up like new, does it?
That club has never been designed to close. For such a long time. Look, people back to work, people smiling faces. It's just great, a great feeling. Just hope we can keep it open.
Someone should write a book about the Central Coast Leagues. They should, and Club Troppo. They really should.
No,
that
what goes
up
on
every
tour.
Every day. That comes every day.
It is just, it was, how would you say, it was a instrumental part of growing up on the Central Coast, going to Club Troppo.
Yes, and parts of Sydney as well. People used to come up as well.
Of course. All right, mate. Well, it's so good. Right. The clubs and pubs open. You can get a free.
Free.
Can you get your first one? Can you go and change your T-shirt and come back and get another one?
I'm watching out.
Okay.
Okay.
You'll try it on.
All right.
Thanks, Ed.
Thank you. Good night.
Ed Camilleri, thanks, mate. CEO of Central Coast Leagues Club. That's part of Freedom Day. That's open. Same with all the pubs and clubs. Most of them around the Central Coast.